U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, announced today that deportation officers in Florida made a record number of arrests of illegal immigrants in the past year. The Miami field office also covers Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. Sean Teeling is the assistant field director for the Miami office. He says that the increase in arrests is due to Congress funding what ICE calls fugitive operation teams, designed to remove illegal immigrants who have outstanding deportations or exclusion orders.
There's an estimated 595,000 fugitive aliens throughout the United States. This year marks the first year that we've made a significant dent in reducing the fugitive backlog. And a fugitive alien is somebody who's had due process under the law. They've been ordered removed from the United States, and they have failed to depart the United States, thereby violating the laws of this country.
The Miami office made 2,579 arrests last year, compared with 1,456 the previous year. Nationally, ICE announced that their fugitive operations teams arrested over 30,000 individuals last year, nearly double the 15,462 back in 2006. According to federal audits done by the Inspector General for Homeland Security and originally reported by the Dallas Morning News, ICE has placed quotas on fugitive operations to get 1,000 people a year, up from the modest goals of 125 a year back in 2003. But Sean Teeling from the Miami field office of ICE denies that report.
No, there are no quotas for the team. The additional resources have been provided. These fugitive officers are solely dedicated to tracking down fugitive aliens, whereas before it was more of a collateral duty. Now it's a full-time duty. They every day, that's their job, is tracking down fugitive aliens.
John Ovink is an immigration attorney who works in Tampa and Plant City. He says the increased raids by ICE are not a surprise to him.
Another thing that I see that they're stepping up is once they pick somebody up, they're no longer sitting mobbed. These people get transported directly to Chrome Detention Center in Miami, away from family. And one of the things that I'm hearing more and more is that they're transported straight out to Texas so that they're far away from representation.
In fact, Oving says he has heard that another way that ICE is raising its arrest numbers is by observing procedures conducted in traffic courts.
That if you are caught without a valid Florida driver license, then chances are that you're undocumented. And I've heard that ICE is observing the traffic docket now in court. Of course, that's a sure way to determine if somebody might be undocumented.
Another factor in the increase of arrests of illegal immigrants is that local law enforcement agencies are working more and more with the federal government. Just in the past few years, over 24 municipal and state enforcement agencies have been certified to arrest people under federal immigration law. As WMNF reported years ago, Florida was allowed to enter into such a program with the federal government after 9/11, as ICE's Sean Teeling describes.
And we have good partnerships throughout the state.
Immigration attorney John Oving says that it's probably the most visible way of enforcement. That is, that after somebody has an old deportation order, once they get on the radar of the federal government, that's when the feds move in for the arrest.
I have a person who had a deportation order, and we're actually filing a motion to reopen his case with the immigration court. And after I feed it in, and after I paid it with the immigration service, and before I got the receipt back, my client was picked up at his home. It may be an accident, but at the same time, it's kind of like, hey, they haven't found him for years, and all of a sudden, here he is. Now, I have to say, at the same time, I met with the supervisor at ICE yesterday morning at 8 o'clock, and rather than doing the hardline thing, saying, yeah, but we're going to deport him anyway, they said, okay, that's fine. We'll let him stay until a judge makes a decision on that motion. So they are listening, but it might take an attorney to walk in there and say, hey, guys, you picked the wrong guy up because we can keep him here.